Darnell Nurse joins us now, and he's at the BioSteel Sports Camp. Are you lighting it up?
A couple good days out here. It's been a lot of fun to be out here with the guys. I got to do it a couple times today, so yeah, it was a good day. It's a good day.
So I went to a hockey game. I can't remember how long ago it was, but because I'm old and my memory fails me, but you were playing on the same team as Max Domi, and I think it was North York Centennial Arena, and Ty asked me to come and watch, and you know, I got to see you guys play. I was like, man, who's that tall guy? I think you were 6'6" when you were 12 or something.
No, I was 6'2". I was about 130 pounds, though. So you can just picture that one in your mind. It was there's been a lot of growth since then, but yeah, those were great days back on Don Mills, and Ty ran the D-man, so spent a lot of time with him, and he's a great great teacher and a lot for the beer.
So what year was that? How long ago was that?
So we got drafted in 2011 to the O, so that was probably like 2010, 2011.
Yeah, so it was about seven, eight years ago, right?
Yeah, exactly.
That was a good game. You guys were a good team.
Yeah, we had a really good team. A lot of good players. A couple guys went on to play in the NCAA, and then obviously Max playing in Arizona now, and I'm in Edmonton.
So let's talk about Edmonton and what has happened with the Edmonton Oilers and how a team that just a couple of years ago was kind of wandering through the wilderness, and then you get Connor McDavid. You know, you got drafted there a few years ago, and all of a sudden, it's one of the most exciting teams in hockey. Talk about Edmonton and what this team has become.
Yeah, I think it speaks volumes of obviously the coaching staff and management and all the work that they put in and getting us prepared for games, and we have a team that's very, very hungry every single day and every single year to go out and push ourselves to our limits and see what we can accomplish. I think we have a big trust in each other, a big belief in our team, and kind of just the main focus is going out every night and giving everything we have for the guy next to us.
Yeah, it's a pretty young team, and it looks like you guys have bonded well together. I mean, Zach Cassian had a great playoffs last year. Milan Lucic coming there, Patrick Maroon, of course, Connor, Ryan Nugent-Hopkins, Jesse Puljujärvi, a really good team. Ryan Strome's there, and then on D, between you, Larson, Klefbom, Sekera, Russell, at Mark Fain, quietly a really, really good, solid defensive unit.
Yeah, it's we play really well together. I think we continue to grow. I think that's the biggest thing. It's as a D core, we continue to learn and grow and spend a lot of time not only during practice but after practices. Watching film and doing extra drills. So everyone's really hungry to get better. I think that's a big part of why we've got to the point that we're at and continue to work to get even better. Take another step.
How cold is it in Edmonton when it's really cold compared to Toronto?
Yeah, it's cold, but I don't know if I would trade a really cold day with a wind chill at minus 30 in Toronto for a cold day in Edmonton. It's a dry cold, but the worst part about it, it gets dark. It gets dark in those January, February. It's very dark, but I mean it's a great city and great fans, and I really enjoy being there.
What's the weirdest thing that you found out about Edmonton when you got there? What was the thing that you went, oh, this is kind of strange or kind of odd or surprising or good?
I think the most surprising how many good restaurants there actually are in the city. I'd be lying if I said I was going there and expected there to be a bunch of great restaurants, but I was happily surprised, and I'm a guy who likes to eat a lot, so it's something I like to explore and find new places to eat, and it's a great city for that.
What do you like to eat?
Anything. It just depends. Depends what they have. I love Italian food. I love steaks. I think Mexican food, Chinese food, anything that you can cook and put on a plate, I'll probably eat.
Anything that's not moving is going down your gullet, is what you're telling me.
Exactly.
Considering you were 6'2", 130 when I saw you play with Don Mills, and then you're 6'4", 240, you had to put on 90 pounds and 2 inches, so I imagine you've eaten a lot in between then.
Yeah, I think I was doing thinking back to when I was in grade 8, I was 100 pounds less than this, and 1 inch shorter, so it's been a long journey to get to this point. So a lot of meals and a lot of high grocery bills for my parents. So it's nice that I can take them out for dinner a few times now.
So Darnell, talk about that. Our guest is Darnell Nurse from the Edmonton Oilers. Talk about your parents and their role. And we know that throughout the GTA here and across Canada, parents are the driving factor in the vast majority of kids' hockey careers. And sometimes that's bad because they push the kids in a manner that the kids don't want to be pushed. We've seen this, you know, the stories of the overzealous parents yelling and screaming at games. But talk about the role your parents played in your career.
Yeah, my parents were great. I think, you know, obviously the first thing that gave me the opportunity to kind of pick a sport, whatever sport I wanted to play. And I just gravitated towards hockey. I loved hockey since I was a little kid. And they're always very supportive whenever I needed to go to the rink or whenever I needed to, you know, get a new hockey stick or something like that. They always found a way of very hardworking parents. They never, they pushed me to the limit, but never stepped over the line. And I think the best part about my parents is they kind of let the coaching stick to the coaches. And they, you know, just supported me as a player and told me to continue to work hard. And I think that's one of the biggest reasons why I've gotten to the point where I'm at.
Yeah, and look, there's so many parents who get up early, take their kids to hockey, and they don't get any credit. It's great to see when you get to pay them back, right?
Exactly. That's one of the best parts about it. And I think it's even better when you get to see the smile on their faces when they get to come to games now sit in the family lounge and eat a bunch of food and free drinks. So yeah, it's great to see them enjoying it just as much as I am.
Thanks for doing this, Darnell. Good luck this season in Edmonton. Looks like the team's going to be even better than last year, and it was a lot of fun to watch you guys. I'm sure it's going to be even more of that this season.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.
All right, that is Darnell Nurse, Edmonton Oilers defenseman.